The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 7th of October, 2017. A couple of things. We know this. We're going to bring our good friend John the Rockman Johnson in here momentarily. Well, it'll probably be a few minutes. But here's something. I don't know if he's been listening, but we do this now. Every show, we've been doing it for probably a month and a half, close to 2 months now. Stand up. Take a deep breath through your nose, out through your mouth, and repeat, I am a winner, I am a champion. We get into more things, but I'm telling you right now, those two lines say that over and over. Put them on an index card, walk around and mumble them all day. I guarantee you, you start putting things like that in your subconscious mind, your life is going to change right then and there. We've been getting into this more and more. I did a show with Dr. Wong yesterday, Steve Cotter. Everyone listening to this show, new, old, and in between, are loving all the mental stuff we're talking about here because I have been ravaging my brain the last 3 to 4 months and changing so many things, and I've been giving people a lot of the things that's going on with me. Stick with those two verses right now, and we're going to get into this more and more and more. I am a winner. I am a champion, but say it with power and vigor and belief. And we're going to talk about visualizing it and everything. The show, as I told John when we were speaking a little while ago, this show is going many places. It has many personalities right now. And there are going to be more and more new people coming on. But right now, the most important thing is to make this company, both companies, as solvent and as big as we can, because the bigger we get with money, the more things we can do. And I've got a monster amount of stuff sitting and waiting on the shelf to go, among many things. Secondly, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Look at the Winner's Circle, Destroy, Defy, Crush Old Age. 12 modules plus a 13th one that will show you the movements to get you gigantic. Not only physically, spiritually, and mentally, you will be unstoppable. The 13th one is one that, once again, it attacks your mind, how you think. I'm telling you right now, they are life-changing. $247 is not a lot of money for the amount of time those modules are done here. And we do it all here at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. That's 15 years minimum of that stuff that we do here and still do it. And we are going to add on and on and on and on to it. Also, too, contributions. Once again, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Let me tell you something right now. You go out there and you hit contribute, and $25 will get you the first module, which is the beginning. The second one at $50 will get you a half hour of free time with me to talk and get you the beginning, and $100 will get you 2 free half-hour sessions with me and the beginning module. That's the first module of the Winner's Circle. Now, look, all you have to do is click that button. You'll go right into PayPal. Take care of it. You're in and out of there. You're not jumping through hoops, et cetera, et cetera. Anything you'd like to contribute be much appreciated, especially right now as we are growing and working outside of here, et cetera, et cetera. This is the real deal, and we will be around for at least 30 more years, and we are just going to damage. We are like the damage plan out there, believe me. We're coming, man. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com. What you want to do is /category/podcast. Go out and look at the shows I've done with John and everybody else out there. There's over 800 shows here. We just celebrated our third year up on the 27th of September of this year. I am extremely proud of that because I've been carrying this place on my back, literally. There's been some bad moves. We've gotten ripped off by some people financially here with the web work. It's all going to come out, believe me. And there's other people that are involved with this too. I'm going to teach people what to look for and not look for. Things that I've stumbled upon or been stumbled into, you wait and see. You wait and see next year just the speaking engagements we're going to be doing. We'll get into more and more of that. Also, too, sign up for our newsletter. The only place you can go is motivationmuscle.com. We're right up in the right-hand corner. You'll go right to my MailChimp account, and I'm going to have out a brand-new one either tonight or tomorrow morning, and it's going to make reference to a singular show I did the other day, which I thought was absolutely off the wall. I mean, it was just so damn good, and there's just so many things that I can say when I'm alone like that, and you're going to love it. So that's going to be out there among a few other things. But as I said today, we got John Rockman Johnson here with us, and I'm going to give you some information on this gentleman. Number one, he's a trainer at 500 Fitness. He's also a stone lifter. If you've seen him or you're not friended him on Facebook, you should. Incredible stone lifter, a guy that loves to train outdoors. He's outdoor fitness, just like me. We don't care. We go out no matter what the weather is and what we got to do. And before I bring John in, I just want to mention one thing. I had one of the greatest things happen to me today. As everybody knows, we're very involved with Matt Dahl and the Sand Dune. And I had a gentleman here that came over because he has Parkinson's. And it's very interesting, and I'll tell you why. His name's Mark Burke, and he's local. And everybody knows what we're doing with the sand dune. It is absolutely incredible. As I say, it's the second best thing to the barbell I've ever touched. I've already been questioned on that. Well, I got news for you. You come here, I'll put you through a workout that will just blow your mind. Mark has had Parkinson's for 10 years, and nothing's helped, but this guy is a warrior like you never seen. When he left here, taking a sand dune home with him, this is what I told John, among three other things that were incredible. I have a 95-foot driveway. He was out in the street. He parked four or five houses down, so he had to walk. He said this is the first time he's ever carried anything where by now he'd be dragging his feet. Do you know he's lifting his feet off the ground? If that doesn't inspire you folks and make you want to do some magnificent things, then I got to tell you, your head is dead, totally. I'm going to bring John in right now, but before we go in, we're going to kind of be a little bit all over, but we're going to start off with the vanilla world, and you're going to hear more and more of it. John, I know that was long-winded. Welcome back, brother. Add anything I missed, and we'll get started, sir. John? John?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, perfect.
We got a little blip there, but go ahead. Tell anybody anything I missed on your bio, and we'll get started with the vanilla world, please.
Yeah, no, I think you covered everything. You know, I've been a trainer for 15 years, and I've seen and done a lot of things, and I've dabbled in a lot of different areas of fitness, and I enjoy teaching, and just enjoying the journey every step of the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, and you know, I always get into things too. I want to mention one thing, and we're going to get right started right up. You want to go out and read a great book. I just got it, and I just started. It's called What It Takes to Be Number One, Vince Lombardi on Leadership, written by his son, Vince Lombardi Jr. I would tell anybody, I don't care. You have sons, daughters, I don't care. Go out and get the book. I'll tell you right now, here's just one of the quotes in it quick. The objective is to win fairly, squarely, decently, win by the rules, but still win. This is what I'm talking about, and we're getting into the vanilla world, and one of the things that really got me fired up into this, and as I, you know, it seems it's happening more and more. I'm not a big news gatherer. Obviously, it's almost impossible to escape all this nonsense. And it is nonsense, a lot of it. They had a big thing where people, there was some stuff going on at the Dr. Seuss Museum. And some of the, I don't know if they're artists or whatever, they objected to a mural in 1937 depicted of a Chinese person where they had slanted eyes and chopsticks. And they said, this is racist. and what are kids going to think? And, you know, they won't basically be able to sleep at night, let alone tie their shoes. And I'm saying to myself, just like Columbus Day is Monday, there's a big Italian thing, a museum near my house, and I love to go to it. And the curator, same thing. I mean, it's just, it's gone to the point now where it's like sheer madness. And when I was reading this stuff and hearing this, I said, all people want to change everyone and everything, they just want a vanilla world. We don't want this. We don't want that. It's going to hurt this one. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. You can't live in a world like that, all right? Because I got news for you, folks. There are going to be people out there that are nasty. But you know what? Then there's going to be people out there that are good. And the way we talk here, the way we build you from within out, you got to get rid of this stuff. And we got to start fighting it. Because if we don't start fighting stuff, we're going to lose everything, man. And everybody's like, well, what are you going to lose? Well, we have identity. We have things that I don't feel. I'm to the point now where, what is it? If I look at you funny now, is it going to scar you for the rest of your life? I mean, come on. But, John, let's get into this a little bit. And especially, you know, you have a young son. You know, we see you out on Facebook. He's out training stones. He's out in the woods. He's learning things that basically the word is nature, okay? Yeah. And none of us, I can't speak for you, but that's why I'll have you comment momentarily. Sure. I'm not out to hurt anybody, but I'll tell you what, I'm not the kind of guy that you're going to roll over and take shit from you. And I'll argue a point with you without insulting you or getting mad at you because I've got the facts too. So take it away, my friend.
Yeah, you know, there's so much going on right now, and it's I think, you know, we've taken the Peter Pan syndrome and pushed it too far where men want to remain boys forever, but now it's gone so far and we're so pampered that not only do we want to remain young and youthful, we want to remain pampered and you know, from spoon fed,
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
There's too much technology.
Yep.
There's too much other stuff out there that does not allow us to interact with the world in a physical way, like we used to. And, you know, there's the saying that necessity turns boys into men.
Yep.
But there's not much necessity anymore because you could send your butt all day and pretty much have everything at your fingertips. You don't have to get up and do things anymore like we used to. You don't have to interact face-to-face with people. You can have an argument over the internet with somebody and completely insult and belittle them.
Yep.
But if you were face-to-face with that person, there'd be a lot different protocol going on. There'd be a little bit more respect because you're actually engaged with that person.
And I agree.
If you're not willing to stand behind what you're saying or you don't have what it takes to stand behind what you're saying, you're going to get your ass kicked. Basically,
yep.
You're going to get knocked over.
Yep.
So I just, you know, back when we were kids playing football, and I was talking about this with a friend the other day. When I was playing football as a kid, I was a soft kid, you know, like any kid. You're protected by your parents so much.
Sure.
And that, then you go out and you start playing these sports where you're taking hard hits, and on top of that, you're stepping outside of your cultural comfort zone because I'm playing football with people from different cultures. You know, people from the downtown area in Niagara Falls. You know, blacks, whites.
Yep.
Hispanics. But the thing is, we all had a mutual respect for each other, and without all the political correct conversations, we would say things to each other that today would get, you know, you'd get in a lot of trouble for saying it. But we would say these things to each other, and nobody got offended, nobody got hurt, and we all respected each other. You know, they would make jokes about me being white.
And
you make all these cultural jokes that today, my gosh, you'd get yourself locked up for it. But
yep.
Now it's just – we've been pampered so much that everything becomes offensive. And, you know, our history becomes offensive. A flag becomes offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Statues become offensive. It's like you said, it's gone too far. And I think – if there's any saving grace in this, is taking a step backwards and as men teaching our boys to be men. And part of that obviously has to do with fitness and teaching them that, You know, don't baby them when they fall and skin their knee. Sure, you know, you care for them if they get hurt, but you don't baby them. You don't, oh, my God, little John, are you okay? Are you okay? Don't let them know that they should feel bad for that. You know, they're going to hurt, but then tell them, all right, get up, shake it off. And then you learn to roll with that, and it creates a thicker skin.
Yeah,
it's just a different mentality. You know, it's I don't know. We've become so weak and so pampered that everything looks like a bad thing now.
Yeah, and you know everything out there. I mean, if you're texting all day, if you're Facebooking all day, if you're listening to news all day, you're going to be a basket case, and that's what's really happened. They've taken a way of brainwashing and magnified it times a million. And most people look at I'll ask you this anyways. I'll bring it to you momentarily.
Sure.
Everywhere I go, and it's no exaggeration, I'm probably the only one at, well, let's say out of 10, when we know there's more, I never have a phone in my hand, and let's just say 2 out of 10 don't have it, men and women we're talking. All right. So you can't even put that goddamn thing down to go through a store and get what you want, or they're talking to you. I don't want to hear your conversation. Now, this is what we talk about from the inside out. When you are living from the outside in, the world's going to destroy you. You don't know it, but it's destroying you piece by piece. And this is one of the things right now. I was telling a lot of people, I'll say it, you know, I had to pick up some work to keep the business going, both businesses. When I say we're committed for 30 years, I'm no bullshit. And anybody that knows me through the show or has done business with me in the last 4 years, maybe they've never handshaked me, but they know I'm the real deal. I've been getting messages from people. They're like, you are a kick-ass dude. I mean, you know, a lot of people would have just quit and gave up. I can't quit and give up. I've gone through 80K just about, and I've kicked ass, and we are still here, and we will be here. And I said it, and I don't care what anyone thinks. These will be multi-million-dollar corporations. Watch and see. I am hell-bent. Why? Because money, here we go, folks. Money is not the root of all evil. Money gives you the ability to do magnificent things, to teach, to offer solutions. Freedom!
Amen.
We've lost freedom, folks. Your freedom is in your goddamn phone, in your laptop, in whatever it is, these devices. Is that what it is? Everything's virtual. Oh, I love it. I can have a virtual blow-up doll and don't have to go out and meet a girl. Good luck, man. Good friggin' luck to you, because you know what? You won't live to 40 years of age, and most people I know are so lost, they don't even care anymore, all right? I don't identify with any of it. You know what I like? I love going out like I did today with Mark. You're teaching someone that's had a rough, rough life, man. And you see the smile on their face, and you see that fire in their belly, and you're like, what's happened to everybody, especially men? Men, I say it all the time. What happened? You get your balls clipped off you? Yeah, you did, because you let a lot of these women tell you that being a man and being a leader is a bully. It's not a bully. Your sons are going to pay for this down the road, and we've seen many. I got news for you. I have nieces and nephews, and you know what? I may say it in a different way, but I'm the same way to both of them. Like John said, your son or daughter falls, skins their knee. Yep, I'm going to show them concern, but I'm going to show them how to get back up, dust it off, and get back in. All right? That's not what's taught now. It's this. We're all the same. Let's everybody get a medal. Don't say anything bad about anybody. Don't criticize anybody. I got news for you, folks. You talk to yourself every day. When you get up every day, you're critical of something. The thing is, don't let that criticism creep into your subconscious mind and destroy you. The idea here, especially right now, in today's culture, is this. Don't do it. Why would you want to do it? You could get hurt. Why do you want to be better than somebody else? You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to use a four-letter word, which I don't like doing it because I know a lot of families and kids are listening, especially my pal Frank DeMeo that plays it at the gym. But I'm going to tell you right now, fuck you. That's what I say to all of them, because I'll tell you right now, you're doing these kids a disservice whether you're doing it intentionally or not. And the same way with men and women. What's happened, man? You don't want a relationship? You want a blow-up doll? Is that what you want? Is that what completes your life? Is it you don't want to even get off the couch to go out and get groceries? What the hell's wrong with you, man? Where are you going to go? You're just going to be a little piece of vanilla sitting on the couch, wasting away. Well, let me tell you something. If you come to Motivation Muscle and you listen to me and guys like John, you're going to start thinking. Well, go ahead, John. I could go off for the next hour on this, but take it away.
I know you can. And that, you know what? Because it's passion. You're passionate about it, and so am I. And, you know, growing up, you look at – I was talking to my mom about this a few days ago at my son's birthday party about how, you know, the baby boomers and how they were brought up.
Yep.
And they had it tough, and they were poor, and they had to work and fight for everything that they had and literally work for everything.
Yep.
Mom at home working, taking care of the house, father going out and busting his ass to bring home money and food for, you know, keep his family going, so that a lot of them, when they had kids, they didn't want their kids to go through what they went through, so they started protecting them more. I'm a generation that was, you know, more protected, even though we still had the, I think, more freedom than you see a lot of kids have now.
Oh yeah.
But we were overprotected, and you know, mom would step in for to help out when something went bad, or dad would show up when something wasn't going right. So there was all that protection. So then you grow up in that culture.
Yep.
And then you raise your kids with that. But every generation, you take it to the next step. So everything, that pendulum swings. And so it swings too far one way before it goes back the other. And eventually, it's going to have to start swinging back the other way. And that, I think, is going to increase the culture war that you have going on out there now. But it's so... It took me until my late 20s to mid 30s to really realize that what a pampered life, and I was always looking for help. And even though I was physical, I played sports, I did martial arts, I did hiking and hunting and fishing, I did those things, but inside, you know, there's still that little boy that
yeah.
wants to be protected and pampered.
Yep.
And always somebody in to swoop in to help. And that's caused a lot of problems in my life. And it took a lot. It took me coming to a place where I was a single dad,
yeah,
and I had to start working and making things happen. I had no fallback. I had pretty much pulled the net away from me, and you know, and that's around the time when Carolyn ended up coming to my life 5 years after I had that wake up call. Like, geez, I really got this is me. I can't. There's nobody to fall back on.
Right.
I've got to pick myself up. But a lot of the culture now, it seems like there's not that epiphany in the men, and If you don't come to that point, if somebody's always there to swoop in to help you or to balance things out or to make things right, or you're never going to see the other side of that. So then what we were talking about, necessity, you won't have the necessity to step up on your own and make things happen. So you're going to keep falling back in. When things get tough, the first thing you go to is whoever you can that'll listen to your woe with me story, or
yep.
the government for free money, free food, you know, all this stuff, because you've never learned that, hey, I got to do this. I got to man up. I've got people to provide for. I've got things to do. And it was, for me, it was, and I'm sure there's a lot of other guys out there my age and especially younger
yep.
that struggle with this. And it's, you need that epiphany moment. You need to let, you know, you need to step away from the comfort and let somebody, let yourself drop on your face. And realize nobody's picking you up. So you either get yourself moving again, or you're just going to lie there, and the world's going to roll right past you.
And not to interrupt you, it's going to more like roll over you, man. It
yeah.
really is. It, you know, I'll tell you right now, I agree with you. There are so many guys in our age group, whether it's late 30s, right up to 50 years old, that are friggin' lost, man. They don't know if they've got a set of balls or they don't. They don't know how to think. And let's face it, we went into this yesterday with Dr. Juan when we talked about, we did, it's going to be up today. Wait till you hear this one, John. It's called Find Your Drive. And this kind of goes to what we're talking about. Where is your drive? Where did my drive go? Why can't I think straight? Why? And we got into it, you know, with what we both do, our failures, everything. But, you know, one of the things we hit on first, male testosterone has been reduced to zero, all right? Now, we got into the recovery and all this stuff. Excuse me. And one of the biggest things was, and, you know, Dr. Wong is probably one of the foremost, if not, on male testosterone, period, all right? And here's the deal, folks. If you, especially men, you're not sleeping at least 7.5 to 8.5 hours a night. It's between 2 and 4 o'clock in the morning is when you build T, when you should wake up with an erection, all right? If you're not, you got a problem, all right? And that's something you need to look into. But here's the deal. Sleep is very, very important, obviously, to building testosterone. Now, when we see males, especially with low testosterone, well, we start seeing all the things. Testosterone influences so many things organ-wise, especially the brain. So when you have low T, this is why we see these weepy guys. This is why we see these guys that can't make a decision. This is why how many men, I can tell you tons of men I've met, they act like, and it's nothing against women, but they seem very womanly, and that's because of high amounts of estrogen in them. And males do have it, but it's not this overabundance where they're emotional and this and that. And I can't even go around men like that now. When I start seeing shit like that, it's goodbye, because you're going to get in an argument anyways with them. So they're very confused. Now, this isn't just the 39 to 50, we'll just go there. There's guys that are in their 20s that are having andropause.
Yep.
Now, in case you don't know what that is when you start turning over more of female traits. And if you look at a lot of males, too, they have gyno, which most people, the slang for it is called bitch tits. Okay? Yep. Now, when we're faced with things like this, this is something that we need to change. This is why it's become a vanilla world. This is why my dad always used to say to me, now I understand it more than ever, be a leader, not a follower. You know, Patton, leadership starts in the beginning, not the end of the line, okay? And men, stop apologizing for being men. You're different. This is why there's men and women.
Yep.
Each one has better attributes than the other, you know? And this is why men love women and women love men. It's not a race to see who's better, though I love competition, girlfriends like that, that's fine. But when you try to stick it to me, then that's the end of the road with me. All right, so the first, as we said, testosterone is a big thing. If you're good with that, then you know what it's time to do. As John said, I'm going to give it right to you, John, because we're going to offer you some solutions here.
Yeah.
We need to get you on a really good exercise program. Now, if you haven't done anything in a long time, it's good just to start putting one foot in front of the other, as they say. If you were an athlete, if you did lift weights, et cetera, well, you got John and you got myself that'd be more than willing to work with you. You start doing things like that, start building from within out, start doing short, very modified, heavy, basic movements. You want me to, I will tell you this. In fact, I wouldn't even charge you for the first 3 months if you do what I tell you to do. I'll tell you right now, you will be a man like you've never had. And I know people say, well, what does that matter? It all goes back to the core of who you are. Men, in my opinion, and I know women like it too, we're talking men here because there isn't even a lot of men stuff out there anymore. Men need to be tested every day. You need to have somebody put their foot right across your fucking throat every day, and can you get up? Can you get up? And that's what you need to do. John, take it, brother.
Yeah, you know, it's because of the way things are set up now, we don't have a lot of physical labor anymore. So
Nope. We
do a lot of things that don't allow your testosterone to keep producing. So we drive to work. We get to work. We go into an air-conditioned business building. We sit – and this isn't everybody. Obviously, there's still physical labor out there. But the majority of us, we go into an office. We sit at a desk in front of a computer. We don't have any physical challenges, but we have mental stress all the time through your deadlines and computer screening. Contact this person. So we don't have anything physical that helps your body continue producing testosterone.
Right.
So your first step to it, and I hear it all the time, you know, especially I've been hearing since my 30s, I'm too old to do this. I'm too old. And before it just perplexed me. Now I see it on the other end. It's just people just don't have they're not pushed to do those things anymore. So it just becomes, in their minds, it's not a necessity. It's a luxury.
Yep.
But if you just start taking those steps and start lifting weights or start doing something outside physical and active, it changes you. And if you embrace it, on the other end of that, you find your manhood again. But you know, if you get sore and it hurts, or I hurt my back. You know, I don't know how many times I heard someone, I used to do that. I'm like, well, why aren't you doing it now? Well, I got hurt. I've injured myself several times by doing stupid things, either because the ego got in the way or because I just wasn't educated enough on what I was doing at the time. But every single time, I didn't stop doing it. I rehabbed. I educated myself. I went back out there and figured a path out to fix it.
Yep.
Because there's no way I was going to stop lifting the weights I was lifting or pulling the rocks that I pull or doing the things that I love to do. I wasn't going to let that injury stop me, but so many guys do. And if you look on my Facebook page, and I know you've seen it many times where there's a picture of me lifting a rock.
Oh, yeah.
And how many comments do you hear it? Don't hurt yourself. You're going to hurt your back. You're going to get going to drop a nut. You're too old. How many times do you see that?
I see it. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Another point, too, and I'll go right back to you. I say all the time, sons and daughters, nieces and nephews are always watching you. Now, if John decides to just say, you know what, my back hurts today, I'm not doing stones. He's got a son there listening and watching. What do you think he's creating for his young man there? This is what I'm talking about. People don't get it. You know, I got nieces and nephews. I've shown pictures of Danny and Maggie lifting, 8 and 12-pound sandbags I built for him. You know what? I'm not expecting them to do it the rest of their life, and if they do, it's that much better. But what I'm saying to you folks is this. The examples that you're showing, just yourself, how you speak, people say things out loud. And look, none of us are perfect, and I'm the first to admit I say things sometimes out loud in front of them even. I got to be careful with. Because it's not that they're never going to hear it, but I don't want them hearing it from their uncle. I don't want them to hear things or see things like that. So remember this. You're always setting example. Even when you're out in public, John is a trainer. John has a certain, like myself, you have a certain responsibility when you're out in public, especially I own two businesses. I got to be a little bit careful of what I'm doing. All right. Now, if shit comes my way, I can guarantee you I'm not going to take it. But otherwise, live and let live. If you want to talk stupid, here's what you do. You get up and you leave. You don't have to be around these people. And you don't have to engage them. All right. Who cares? The majority of them, I've noticed when I've even debated them, they can only go so far and then they run out of gas because they're very rehearsed. If you're an individual who's a thinker and a doer and you're a physical culture monster, no one will ever beat you, man. I'm telling you right now. And remember, like-minded, find like-minded. When you are of that inkling, okay, you're going to attract the people to you that belong with you. You hear so many people say, I can't understand it. I don't have any luck. This one in my life is this. I look at them and I'm like, you know what? You just need to change the way you do things. What are you talking about? And at that point, you want to help them, but on the other hand, you want to grab them by the throat and shake the fucking piss out of them, all right? And you know what it is, and I'll give it right to you, John. You know what it is, I'll tell you right now. I was saying on some shows yesterday especially, I talk about my dad and John Ridge, who was my chiropractor, who I've got a big sign even in my kitchen that says keep smiling, because those two words were just incredible with the way he handled that with every patient. But I'll tell you right now, there's certain people like John, my dad, it'd be very nice, and I know they're with me because I told the story, and I'm going to tell that momentarily because I want John to hear this. I wish they were here with us physically because I would have them both on the show and probably a lot. And I know they'd come on because they were that type of men. You would have loved them. I mean, to be able to talk to people that got your back, number one, but they aren't big mouths. And I'm not telling anybody anything that's bad, but maybe you want to talk some business, or you're saying, I'm sick of blah, blah, blah. What do you think? You've been around, you've seen things, you've been in the military, you've had and raised families, you've been in business. What do you think? You don't find a lot of that anymore, but I'm going to tell you this and give it right to you, John.
Yep.
Last week, it was a week before, it was a real rough week for me. and you start questioning things. Even guys like us do it because you have to figure out the standards you need to build and rebuild on top. And I was out at a big local supermarket. I shop for my mom on Thursdays every week. And there's a guy over in produce. He's a real good guy. He was probably, I don't know, I would say he's probably in his 50s, late 50s. Real good guy. You know, he was one of those music guys, the whole thing, you know. And I talked to him, and he's always like, "How you doing, young fella?" And I said, "Good." Real pleasant guy. So I'm like in the middle of the store, and I'm coming around the corner. He goes, "How are you, young man?" I said, "Great, how are you?" He's good. And he says like this to me, John. I stopped. It almost floored me. He said, "Keep smiling." It was John. That was John Ridge talking through him.
Right.
And people say, "No way." No one other than John Ridge in my entire life ever said to me, "Keep smiling."
Yep.
So for anybody that thinks it's all bullshit, it's not bullshit. John obviously is with me. There's no doubt about it. John obviously knew what was going on with me, and he said those two words, I almost fell to the ground. Literally, I was like, son of a bitch. So when you think that you've hit the wall and there's nobody out there, I mean, I have good family, don't get me wrong, but there's other things out there that you need at times.
Yep.
And that was it. So go ahead and take it, man.
Yeah, you know, the good Lord knows when to encourage you, and he knows how to encourage you, you know, and there's things that happen in our life that, you know, are triggers or they elicit a thought or a memory. And by God, if you're looking and you're paying attention, God will bring those things to your attention many times through other people.
Yep.
And those are things that keep you driving forward. You know, like you were saying, even guys in the physical culture, strong, manly men,
yeah,
you fall and you have those moments where you doubt yourself and you doubt where you're going and you sit back and you have to take stock and realize where you are, what you've gone through. And at that point, you have a choice. You can let it just crumple you and you can crawl into the corner and let that overwhelm you. Or you can, you know, you have to intentionally take a look at the reality of it, where you can't just fall over. You got to keep going. You have family. You have, like you said, you've got people watching. Even when you think they're not, there's all the time. And you never know who you're influencing by the way you handle these defeats.
Yep.
And it might see you broken at some point. They might see you crumpled over with a tear in your eye and just complete stress in your face. But what do you do with that after?
Yeah.
Do you stay there? Or do you intentionally get up and start moving again? That's the thing I think kids are lacking. They don't see that get up and go enough. They don't see somebody that was crumpled and defeated finding their traction again. Or even if they don't find the traction, they still keep attempting to go. And I don't think we have that very much anymore.
No, I don't either.
And, you know, that's everything goes back to, like, we can always go back to the steel and stones, you know.
Yeah.
That stuff teaches you get up and go, because there's those moments when you're training, especially when you train outdoors and there's nobody else with you. You can't just stop and hope somebody comes along to help you. Sometimes you just have to go. I did a long distance carry the other day. My first time actually doing one of those, inspired by Johnny Grubb and Nick Nilsson.
Sure.
And watching them do all those heavy weighted long distance carries. Well, the weight I did wasn't astronomical like say Nick Nilsson will do, but it was 160 pounds. I had a 60 pound backpack and 250 pound dumbbells. And I tell you, when you pick those dumbbells up and start walking,
yep,
and you realize you can't just put them down and walk away. Those are your dumbbells.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have to – I've done stuff where you couldn't get back, and I'd leave it on the side of the road and come back a few hours later and grab it.
The good thing is when you're strong, you know, nobody else out there is going to be able to pick that up and move it.
No, and if they do, if you're close enough to hear it, you'll hear a big yell because, like you said before, their balls will drop right out of them if they got any. That's the whole thing, man. It's like, look, I agree with you totally. You know, when all this shit went down and everything and these changes and all that, I crawled into my lifting super hard. You know, I'm not going to get into a ton of stuff, but you know, as I told John in the beginning, as we talked about Mark with the sand dune, I've come up with programs with three different styles of neck training with the sand dune. I've come up with wrist work with the sand dune. I came up with calf work with the sand dune. I'm doing this stuff between my workouts, so if I'm dead stop squatting, the next set is going to be with a sand dune, and I'm playing with reps. What I'm saying is I've dove into this so hard now. What it does, it rebuilds you even better, so no matter what life is throwing at you, you become this steel trap. Now, John said, you know, we never give up and all this. What has happened in my life totally, all right? Now, everybody knows the story pretty much, but I have created this life now where there is no going back to probably if I was in IT still now, I'd be making 100K. Mm-hmm. Great, the money was great, but I could no more sit in a cubicle now than, you know, than hang from a rafter, okay? I'd have more fun doing that. My point is this. You make choices. You are passionate about things. No one ever said, and there's a lot of falsehood here, is this. All these products are out there. I think some are good, you know, whether you go and listen to this guy, that guy, this girl, buy this, buy that. I think, and I don't think everybody, I think there are a lot of good intentions. Yeah. But a lot of it is not, okay? And this is what I want to say to everybody. This type of stuff John does, I do. Mostly everybody who is on this show is an entrepreneur of one form or another. And the thing I think that people don't get crystal clear before they get into this is this. The way it's marketed is all the glamour of a business. It's easy. In 90 days, you can be a millionaire. This is stuff, and I hope John's going to join us because John isn't that far from me, and I don't know where we're going to be all over next year. But we're going to go out, and we're going to clean this mess up, okay? And I'm going to be brutally honest with you because that's me. And I want to tell you right now, it's going to take a long time to succeed. I don't buy that thing that you can't succeed. The thing is, if you didn't succeed, you didn't try hard enough. And don't give me a mountain full of excuses because I could give you a mountain full and say that's why I quit. And most people would be like, I can understand that. You know what? Here's the deal I want to tell everybody. And I'm going to give it to John, and John can summarize everything.
Yep.
If 10 people tell you you can't do it and one tells you you can, chase that one down right to hell if you got him, and do it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I can tell you firsthand with all the bullshit I'm going through right now, it's bullshit in the name. It's not bullshit, though, in my life, and I'll tell you why. The business is that important to me. I didn't go and start one. I started two. And I don't know if that was by accident or it just happened. But I'm going to tell you right now, when I work with a guy like Mark, when I get on the air with John, when I was on with Dr. Wong the other day in the solo one, you don't know how much I miss this. I don't want to give my hours or time to somebody that doesn't appreciate it and you're around people that you would never associate with, but that's the way it is right now. How much longer or less? It might not even last the full day of Monday. I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, this is where I belong. This is what I belong doing. And I'm damn good at what I do. And I'm going to say that because I could tell you, when Mark was here today, he goes, you got a very powerful radio voice. He told me right out in the yard, he goes, you command attention when you talk. Mm-hmm. I didn't invent this. This is my personality. If John was sitting with me right now off the air, we might be a little bit more animated with language. I don't know because I've never met the gentleman. But John would be, holy shit, man. Let's go have a beer. Let's go lift some weights before. And it would be like we've known each other for a long, long time. Yeah. That's the way I am, man. That's just my nature. And you know something, John? My mother says this to me all the time. And my mom is right. Who would know you better than your mother? And she says to me two things. We'll be at events, family stuff, whatever. And she'll say to me, do you know those people? I'm like, I never met them in my life. She goes, my God, you're, and my mom's though the same way. It's that personality like that. I said, I just enjoy talking to people. Okay. Yep. Secondly, like this, and I think about this a lot. My mom said to me, you have a gift, and I hope you understand how big it is. And I'm like, in what way? She goes, Eric, do you know how hard it is for people to even approach people?
Yep.
And she said, you just walk right through it and you don't care. But she goes, you did this as a kid. You were never afraid to go up and ask a girl out or go talk to the neighbor. You know, I had a paper route, man. You know, I used to help on the paper trucks and deliver shit. I could strike conversation up with just about anybody. It is a gift, and I thank God for that because this is going to be the bread and butter of my life.
Yep.
This is going to be the thing that's going to propel John, myself, everybody else, where we're going to put this message out there. We're going to get out there in a physical sense, and I'm telling you right now, don't worry about what's going on. We're coming, and we are going to change the fabric of the world. John, take your time, summarize everything, give out all your info, how they can get a hold of you. I'll give mine out, and hang on the line, please.
All right. To summarize, you know, it's – you can fail your way to the top, or you can let your failure dominate your life. You know, and anybody that has succeeded has known failure because you go out and you put yourself out there and you make attempts at things that you have no idea what the end result's going to be. Sometimes you have a vision, but sometimes you just step out and your foot's dangling over the cliff, and sometimes you fall. But you got to get back up and do it again. You're setting an example not just for yourself, but for your children, for everybody else that's watching. And it might be the easy road to sit down and die and rest on the laurels and say, well, I gave it my best. But there's a lot more to be said for getting back up and moving again. There's a lot more at stake when you do that, and it resonates in people. You know, it's just – I know, Eric, we could talk about this stuff for days, but it's
– Oh, yeah.
It's important. It's an important message for boys and young men and men that have lost it to hear, you know. You can lay down and die, or you can get back up and move. And I don't know. Like I said, we can just go around and around on that one.
Well, you know what, John? The big thing is, you know, and it's probably not in fashion, but leadership, like I said with Lombardi's book. You know, my dad, I say it at the end of the show, be a leader, not a follower.
Right.
There, you know something? I believe the world is salivating for leaders. And I don't mean people of political nature, Anthem, because they're never going to lead you to anything but hell, in my opinion. All right? What you need is leaders in your community. Whether you're in the church, you need leaders there. Whether you're in the sports, you need leaders there. What you need to stop doing is be a wishy-washy pussy, basically. All right? If you believe in something, you instill that in your men and women.
Yep.
And if they don't like it, leave, all right? But make sure you are confident in everything you do. Know your subject. Don't be some hothead that they can push and make you make your mistake. Because once they do that, they got you, all right? So be a person that steps out of the pack, is not afraid to stand up and stand out. And I'm telling you right now, people will come to you. And kids right now, all over the place, I guarantee you, you could get more than probably half of the kids off their damn phone if they met somebody that knew how to lead and dominate whatever they're doing. You get kids, watch a little kid or a teenager, get them involved in something. Watch what will happen, man. I see it all over the place. Just wiffle ball. They'll play and play and play, all right?
Yep.
They're starving for this John talked about. We don't have the labor jobs. Every kid should work some type of manual labor, in my opinion. Oh, my God, it's too tough. They'll skin their hand. We can go on and on, but I didn't mean to interrupt. Take it away and finish up.
No, so, yeah, I just, you know, faith in an outcome, faith that there's more out there than what you see, and just having the strength to get up and lead. And like you were saying, you know, it resonates with boys. It resonates
yep.
with young men. They see strength. And it doesn't have to be a loud, boisterous, overbearing, you know, that image that they try to paint of what maleness is. But there's a strong, quiet strength, a willingness
mm-hmm.
to stand up in the face of adversity and make your stand. And, like, you don't have to be over the top with it. You just
nope.
got to stand. You have
nope.
to stand and stand firm and show it. And that resonates with people. It resonates with kids. It resonates with men. And we've lost that. But if you look at, you know, the movies that resonate with men, the lead is usually a very strong male figure that's
mm-hmm.
driving that. But so that's important. And I think teaching it, if you're in physical culture, my gosh, teach it to your kids and teach it every kid you see around you. It's that important, especially now, because it's literally a battle for our souls and for the heart of America, for democracy in and of itself. And we could take this into a bigger context, but you know, borders, language, culture, strength, those things still mean something.
Yep.
So I think I'll finish there. I did want to say, you know, I wanted to shout out in my heartfelt condolences to the Jeffries family. Buddy,
oh, yeah.
Heather, my gosh.
Yep.
You know, Noah was such an astounding young man with so much potential, and it's just so hard to wrap my head around the fact that he's gone with all that potential that he had. And I just the love and the heartfelt hurt that I feel for the Jeffries. You know, I just God be with you guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bud's been a huge encouragement to me in my physical growth, and it's just. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I just my condolences.
No, I think definitely, but obviously it's very painful right now. The Lord had bigger plans for him.
Yep.
That's the only way I can see it, man. But it happens to a lot of people and a lot of families, and it is very, very rough, and they've got a rough uphill battle now. They are going to be tested now for a long time. And, you know, we believe Bud's a regular on the show. He's a great guy, and I know they'll get through it. But, yes, the whole M&M family definitely is praying for Bud and Heather. And, you know, I know right now it looks dark, but you will find the light. There's no doubt about it.
Amen.
But it's just going to be – it's going to take time, and time heals eventually. But right now I'm sure they're going through a living hell, and you're asking questions. And, you know, we talked about being tested. Well, boy, oh, boy, you're being tested right now. Yeah, I you know, it's a different thing, but I remember when we lost Jimmy, we were real young, I said my father was as tough as they get. It was the only time I ever saw my father cry in his life. The only time. So it's a very hard thing, but they will get through it, and we're all behind them, and we wish them the very best. What else you got, John?
That's it, Eric. You know, if anybody wants to reach out to me, you can always find me on Facebook, John Rockman Johnson. I'm also on Instagram now is John Rockman Johnson. You know, if any questions, anything I can do to help encourage you, I'm here for you. I'd be more than willing to talk and share ideas and just bounce things off each other, because that's how you grow.
Yeah.
I train at 500 Fitness Inc. in North Tonawanda. And if anybody's ever in the area, just drop in 3910 Niagara Falls Boulevard, North Tonawanda, New York. Love to meet some of you guys face to face. So, that's what I have for now.
Okay, great. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. As I said, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, Winner Circle. You want to change your life? You want to get on the stuff that you need to get on, the short, heavy workouts, the stuff that nobody does anymore, really. You know, you're talking pullovers, you're talking dips, high shrugs, just to name a few. You know, there's stones or sandbags, all the stuff John and I were talking about. They're not only man makers, they're young men, young men makers, too, because we talked about the whole thing. You get a young boy like Danny, who's 7, and you create that atmosphere for them, I'm telling you right now, they will become the best they can be. This type of stuff reaches much further than just a physical avenue, okay? This is why we're here, and I'm going to do this to the day I die. I'm going to get one in every kid's hand if I can. We will do this. It's just we are starting at the bottom, but we've come so far. Physical culture, or whatever you want to call it, we usually attribute everything to that. But if you look at the whole thing, the fitness industry, which I hate that name, I'll tell you right now, it's just been like a one-dimensional thing. I'm good at this. That's it. Well, you know what? That will never keep you in line for the next 30 years. You'll be, as they say, a shooting star, and we'll never see you again. That's the way it goes. We're not here. We're here for the duration. That's the way it is, and that's what you got to think about. Also, contributions, that's on FiorelloBarbellCo.com, $25, $50, and $100. Anything you'd like to contribute to my PayPal account, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, would be highly, highly, we'd love to get something. Let me put it that way, because we've put out free content all over the place, and it'd be nice just to say, hey, you know what, thank you. And a lot of people have. So anything in advance you give is very much appreciated. Also, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and listen to the shows I've done with John previous. This show will be up early next week, and we'll be doing more shows with John before the end of the year, among other people. It's just a matter of getting schedules, and, you know, everybody's doing their thing too, so we've got to try to get things together, because I never used to do too many on a weekend, but that's going to be my best point, maybe one other night a week. So we're working all the logistics out right now. Also, too, don't forget to sign up for our free newsletter on motivationmuscle.com. We're right up in the top right-hand corner. There will be a new one out this week, and it might be tonight or tomorrow. It depends what time I get Dr. Wong's interview up with me today. Also, too, I don't want to forget this, the sand dune. Don't forget that. I'm telling you, this is an incredible piece of equipment. It's 12 pounds of dynamite in a very easy carry case. And as I said today with Mark, I'm working now with a gentleman with Parkinson's, and if you've listened to Matt, he has had phenomenal success, that diabetic neuropathy. But I'm telling you right now, John Bruni, Eric Gutman, a few of us, Dale Dugas, John and I are really writing and putting some stuff together, and a lot of it, too, is going with weight training, stone training. Wait till you see this stuff. This is going to blow your mind. This is the only tool other than the barbell that basically can be used at any level. As I said, nieces and nephews, 7 to 14, they're using it. So there's going to be more and more on it. But if you contact Matt Dahl, that's D-A-H-L, he is the creator and proprietor, CEO of Sand Dune, 714-995-4500. Tell him I sent you. Tell them the word motivation. You'll get 10% off the sand dune and free shipping in the USA. And that'll probably save you about $65. And that's pretty damn good, let me tell you. So get a hold of Matt. Tell him I sent you. And I'm telling you right now, you will be on your way. Also, too, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. We've gotten a 5-star review from everybody. We appreciate that. Give us that if you think the show is worthy. Also, too, AHA, that's AHA Directory. That's where you get Motivation Muscle in your car, because all the new cars have the ability for podcasting. And I believe Alpine makes a radio, too, now, where you can put in your car and get podcasting. So you can have us every day of the week of your life. And as I said, we kick ass, man. I don't care who's out there. I'd go against anybody. Bring it on, man. Maybe I don't have the biggest stars, but let me tell you something about the biggest stars, because we've had monster people on here. They do very well, but you know where we do the best is when we have whatever you want to call it. I'll say regular guys, gals, maybe a little above, but you know what? When people listen to them that are working 9 to 5, they can obviously they understand them. They can listen to them say, you know, I'm a little bit like that. So you got to have people a little bit too at times that are kind of talking the talk of what average people are going through every day. This is where this show connects so well. Believe me, we've got the best people, the best family in the world on here, and I thank everybody for that. Also, too, if you'd like John and I to do a particular show, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If someone seeks you in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give 5 words of inspiration. It'll change your life forever, believe me. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Fur says, when I hear your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. You ain't seen nothing yet, man. At times it's been so wild here, I'm surprised it hasn't fried their speakers. And we'll do our best to do that, believe me. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college business professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My pop, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor ever. We lost him to cancer 3 years this past August. He'd walk every patient in the door, no matter how busy he was, and say, keep smiling. Say that to yourself on your best or worst day, or just repeat it. I've got stuff all over my house that say, keep smiling. You read something like that, that changes your whole persona. Keep smiling. Like I said the other day in the store, a guy that never knew John Ridge or anybody, he said, keep smiling, and it floored me, man, almost. I couldn't believe it. And John was one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and I miss my Friday afternoons with him, boy. Believe me. Also, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 more of your friends, because we're not going to kick your door, and we'll blow the roof right off your house. And as Les Brown says, you all have greatness. We take it two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people that would ever put a pledge out like that. And before I sign off with John, men, get rid of the 9-month belly and the spare tire. Support your wives, your girlfriends. Women, support your men or your boyfriends. And don't let these vampires drive a wedge between the two of you. We need you, and you need us. Let's band together for 30 years. And like I told John, we're going to take this on the road. Eminem will be downloading 1 million listeners next year. That's a bold statement. That's what's in my mind. We are going to be the biggest thing you've ever heard in the world when I'm done. And when we go live, we're going to destroy everything. And I don't mean in a negative way, but we're going after what I want, my dreams. And we got John and many other people with their input. We're unstoppable, I'm telling you right now. And if this doesn't get you encouraged or inspired, then you're dead from the neck down, believe me. And I mean that, too. So think about all these words. It's very, very important. John, it's always an honor to have you on. Pass my regards to Carolyn, and we'll get her back on, too. It's just right now, you know, you understand what's going on here. And we're doing everything we can to fulfill our promise to everyone and everything. But most of all, we have to make the promise to these companies here to make them thrive. So I thank you for being on, man. It's great to have you back, sir.
Thanks for having me on, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
It always is, and I appreciate your input and what you do, because I know you're a true warrior, and that's very important. So everybody, everyone out there, you are a winner. You are a champion. Remember that. Spread those two verses, those two lines. Tell your sons and daughters that. Make them strong, not weak, and no vanilla here. Have a great weekend, everybody. This show will be up early next week. We'll have John on before the end of the year. And all I can tell you, it's a pleasure. And as I said in the beginning here, I love doing this. This is what I was called to do. And I can tell you this, we are going to be better and better than ever. So stay tuned, stay with us, and tell a friend. Have a great weekend, everyone. And remember, it's up to you to make the right choices.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.